I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. I love good news. This is a great story. Do you remember 27-year-old Miriam Ibrahim? She's the Sudanese Christian woman who was sentenced to death for apostasy. Here's Kristen Wright of Open Doors USA.
She was finally able to leave Sudan and landed in Italy.
While not all cases end like this one, Wright says,
your letters, your phone calls, your actions can truly make a difference. Miriam's case stands as an incredible example of the power of advocacy and the power of speaking out.
Meanwhile, so many things compete for our attention today. The next big thing, whatever it is, threatens to eclipse what really matters. Syrian refugees, for instance. Many people have stopped thinking about them. One group still paying attention is IMB students, which is an offshoot of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. Their passion bleeds through their prayer requests and projects for the Syrian refugees. Stand with IMB students and care for refugees at missionnetworknews.org. And maybe you wonder why child sponsorship is such a big deal. Gary Bishop of Far Corners Mission says they work with a couple in India that gives street kids a home. Far Corners finds sponsors for the kids. One was a boy named Kishore.
Left to grow up on his own, needed a place to live, needed the safety and security and love of people that would care for him. Today, he is the regional director for the Braun Appliance Company in India. Not only is he a successful businessman, but he's a man of God.
The story continues at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering today? We've got a book to help, Learning to Suffer God's Way from Sat7. It helps you understand why. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.